Welcome in, Longhorns fans, to another season of live George Ranch High School Baseball on GRHS iRadio. Coach Greg Kubza has put together another highly competitive team that has one mission in mind. That's making the 172-mile trip to Dell Diamond in Round Rock and bringing the first 6A State Baseball Championship back to the ranch. George Ranch High School Baseball is brought to you live by the Finnegan Auto Group, Harrell & Johnson Dentistry, Camp Logan Cement Works, the Fort Bend Herald, Stuart Rimes DDS, Fort Bend Gridiron Football, and Gilman Honda Fort Bend. Now, let's go out to the diamond and join Chris Elliott and the GRHS iRadio broadcast team for Longhorns Baseball.
And thank you, Mickey. Yes, GRHS iRadio Tuesday night baseball from the campus of George Ranch High School. 23-6A district play rolls on. Just a couple games remaining on the district schedule as the four teams who sit atop, really the top three, are kind of jockeying for position. That's Pearland sitting at 8-3, the Horns at 6-4, and the Brazoswood Buccaneers also at 6-4. Tonight, the Horns play host to the Mighty Rams out of A-Leaf Elsick. Coach Rick Hayes brings his club in. They're 5-14 overall, 3-7 in district play, so they are playing the role of spoiler here as they play out the string on their district schedule. And, oh, by the way, folks, it is senior night. The seniors and their significant others were honored pregame, great ceremony by the venerable Tom Tarando. Behind the mic, did a great job, and a big night for those folks and their kids and all the family involved. So we got a baseball game to play. The Horns on the season, 13-8, again 6-4, sitting there tied with Brazoswood for third. And there is a scenario that could play out where there's a three-way tie for second place, and then we're drawing straws or something, I don't know. We're flipping some coins. Cole McMillan's going to get the baseball tonight. Senior night, the big left-hander will be on the bump. And he will face a Elsick team that has just one player on the bench. So it is go with what brung you for Coach Hayes and company. As we are about, 10, 12 minutes from the top of the hour in first pitch. A beautiful day. Mostly sunny night will turn into, I'm sure, a beautiful night for baseball as the folks are slowly but surely filing in here to Longhorn Diamond on the campus of George Ranch High School. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and set the lineups and get you ready for baseball. We appreciate you joining us, folks, as we roll on the Longhorn Baseball pregame show right here on GRHSiRadio.com.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, find cool Dodge, Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Yeah! Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
The art and science of prosthodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rimes' office treat people first. Their patients are typically referred to the office by other dentists, physicians, and healthy patients. At Stuart Rimes' office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitation. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rimes' website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Stuart Rimes and his staff. Stuart Rimes, DDS and MS, 15958 City Walk, Suite 230 in Sugarland Town Square. Phone number 281-313-1565 or visit them on the web at rimesdds.com.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solution, and Trane's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunt & Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
And welcome back to George Ranch High School Longhorn Baseball Pregame Show. We'll set the lineups for you. Coach Rick Hayes has Kevin Roquet playing first base and leading off. Two-hitter is his pitcher. That's Ezra Berry. And Ezra, again, in the two-hole pitching. Three-hitter is Brandon Mitchell playing center field. Andres Carrillo, the catcher, bats cleanup. Third baseman Jermiel McSwain in the five-hole. It'll be Shamar Brown batting sixth playing short. Second baseman Fernando Ortega bats seventh. Jalen Lee in the eight-hole plays right. And nine-hitter for Coach Hayes is Gerardo Garcia, the left fielder. Again, for the Horns, it's Cole McMillan on the hill. Maybe I get his name right here on senior night. Cole McMillan on the hill. His battery mate is Fisher Byers. Infield around left to right is Araguz at third. Senior Zach Turner at short. Senior Ryan Finnegan at second. Garrett Arredondo at first. In the outfield, senior Cannon DeSerf in left. It'll be Jacob Wilson in center and senior Ty Abraham in right. As the teams are finishing up their pregame warm-ups, as we flip the scorecard, if you will, for Coach Kubza, it'll be Zach Turner, senior shortstop, leading it off. Jacob Wilson bats two, plays center. Senior Ty Abraham bats third, he's in right. Araguz, the third baseman, is at cleanup. Senior Cole McMillan bats fifth, and he's on the hill. Easton Malin, he'll DH for Byers tonight. He's in the six hole. Arredondo, first base, he bats seventh. Senior Cannon DeSerf in left bats eight, and senior Ryan Finnegan bats second. I'm not sure if you folks are noticing a pattern here. We're going to make sure we recognize the seniors every time we can tonight. And then so the last game is where, folks?
At
A-Leaf Taylor. So the Horns finish off district play with two A-Leaf schools. They have pretty much handled their business against the A-Leaf teams. This A-Leaf team may be the best of the bunch, as the Horns needed 12 innings at A-Leaf Elsick to win a 6-4 ball game earlier in the season. And the other A-Leaf teams have not mustered much of a response to the Horns and their ambitions of going high atop 23-6A in the playoffs. As we look forward, 24-6A is who we are aligned with. Clear Falls sits on top of the district. They're 9-3. Friendswood 8-4. And then you, just like our district, you got three teams sitting at a game apart, rather. Clear Springs and Clear Creek are at 7-5. And the Gators of Dickinson are at 6-6. So they've got some ball games left to play. Although on their schedule, they play fewer district games, according to Mr. Tarando. So looks like if we end up the Longhorns end up in the three spot, we'd probably match up with Friendswood as it sits today. So that's been a team and a school that the Horns have been able to match up with both in football and baseball, and probably some other sports too, as we've ventured into the postseason in those respective sports. So Friendswood and GRHS have a little bit of a history in the brief history of George Ranch High School. I do see the umpires moseying their way towards home plate. We're going to take a quick break. As we inch closer to the top of the hour, we'll come back with our national anthem and the first pitch. 23-6A district action rolls on right here on GRHS High Radio.
At Gilden Honda Fort Bend, our deals are so low. We're extending our offers one more month during the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event. Lease a new 2018 Honda Accord Sedan CVT LX, $239 a month. Or the new 2018 Honda CR-V LX front-wheel drive SUV, $249 a month. Both for 36 months. And every used vehicle comes with a Gilman promise. Way to go, Gilman. Way to go. Southwest Freeway and FM 2218. GilmanHondaFortBend.com. No security deposit, $19.99. Do it signing plus DTNL.
Camp Logan Cement Works of Houston has been an industry leader in precast step treads and other concrete products since 1923. Named after a World War I training camp in what is now Memorial Park in Houston, Camp Logan Cement Works pioneered precast step treads in 1952, continued as an industry leader for decades, and is now our country's leading producer of step treads, shipping to more than 30 states from its location on Asbury Street in Houston. Camp Logan products are tested weekly by an independent lab to ensure quality, strength, and industrial integrity. For cement products of any kind, call Camp Logan Cement Works at 713-869-3385 or find them on the web at CampLoganCement.com. That's Camp Logan Cement Works, a George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club business sponsor. The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its seventh year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features six competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridgepoint High Schools. There is freshman football for 7- and 8-year-olds, JV for 9- and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11- and 12-year-olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. For more information, go to the league's website at FortBendGridironFootball.com. Harrell and Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. The goal has always been delivering the highest quality of dental care to their patients. And one thing that has separated Harrell and Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and oral health issues. Harrell and Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care to the community of Sugarland and surrounding areas, with services including, but not limited to, cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harrell and Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671 or stop by their offices at 1233 Crab River Road. Find them on the web at HarrellDentistry.com. That's Harrell and Johnson Dentistry. If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
Fifth, third baseman.
Yeah, welcome nine, back in Longhorn Baseball pregame show. We've got starting lineups six, being announced
the
here.
Stop, number five,
as Elsick is
batting seven,
taking the
second
field.
Second baseman, number eight, Fernando Ortega.
We had a senior night batting moment eight, while we were 15, at break as
right
each
fielder,
of the ten
Nayland
dads
Lewis.
Were able to throw out a ceremonial first pitch
and
to their
ninth,
respective senior. And just as
and
I say
fielder,
that,
Gerardo
Mr.
Garcia.
Flores comes in and sits down. One of the seniors honored tonight. Actually, one of my favorite quotes, by the way.
2018 George Ranch Longhorns.
Too long for me to try to repeat it, but just take my word for it, folks.
First, the reserves tonight. Number two, Preston Allen. Number four,
and
Wes
let's
Blase.
Try and get you some pregame.
Number six, Hayden
weather.
Stubing. Number seven,
and
Brandon
it's going to be a short summary because it is a
number
gorgeous
nine,
night.
Will Dolan. Number 11,
as we
Andrew
are
Reed.
Sitting right here at 80 degrees.
Number 12, Shane Moore.
Real feel of 79 and
number
very
16,
little wind.
Gage Graham.
5 miles per hour out of the northwest.
Number 17,
so blowing
Jacob
in if it's doing anything.
Number 18, Nick Martinez.
A little bit of revenge on tap possibly
19,
tonight. Again,
Ryan
the
Moore.
Horns go into A-Leaf Elsick earlier in the
number
season
21,
and win a 12-inning, 6-4 ball game. And the Rams are really in a position to play spoiler is all they can do at this point in the season, being so far out of the playoff hunt, in fact, eliminated from the playoff hunt as they're three games behind fourth place with just two games to play. So we are rounding out the team announcements, and then we will
batting first
have the national anthem,
number
so
eight,
we will
senior,
let you
Zach
listen
Turner.
In.
Batting second, center fielder, number one, Jacob Wilson. Batting third, number 23, right fielder, senior, Ty Abraham. Batting fourth, third baseman, number 10, Anthony Aragoos. Batting fifth, number 14 on the mound tonight, senior Cole McMillan. Batting sixth, the DH, number 15, Easton Malin. The Longhorn catcher tonight, number 13, Fisher Byers. Batting seventh, first baseman, number 20, Garrett Arredondo. Batting eight, number three, left fielder, senior, Cannon DeSerf. And batting ninth, number five, at second base, senior, Ryan Finnegan. Ladies and gentlemen, please rise. Gentlemen, remove your caps for our national anthem. Thank you. play ball.
And then, of course, our national anthem, a beautiful rendition by the Tom Tarando Orchestra. And we are about set for baseball here. The home horns are wearing the white pinstripes with the maroon sleeves and dark numerals and the two-tone trucker hat. As McMillan has begun his warm-up, Elsick in the road grays with the Columbia blue trim on the shoulders. And district, just two district games remain on the schedule for the Horns. It's tonight, and then I believe it's Friday. I'll get you that information, but they do play Aleef Taylor in the remaining game. And that will decide the seeding and will really determine if the Horns match up with Friendswood, Clear Springs, Clear Creek, or potentially Dickinson. Although if Dickinson makes it in, more than likely they will align with the Dawson Eagles. Unless they do it by enrollment and do a D1 and D2. So you'd think your trusty announcer would know that. So we'll get you that information as well at some point during the ball game. And we are about set for baseball as Roquet, the first baseman, strides towards home plate, as does the home plate umpire, and Fisher has thrown down McMillan's final warm-up pitch. And we are ready to go.
Leading off for Elsick High School, number 3, first baseman, Kevin Roque.
And Roque, the righty, will dig in, straightaway stance. And we're about set for baseball as McMillan to the wind. And first pitch, swing and a miss. Game time temperature, 80 degrees. And first pitch at 7:07. And the 0-1 from McMillan is in tight, catching the corners, as Roque did not like that call. As McMillan just painted the black on the inside, and he's ready with an 0-2, and that moves away from the righty. Outfield straight away. Wilson a little shaded towards right center, and a soft little flare up in front of Finnegan, who moves in easily. And he is there for a fly out for out number one. That'll bring in pitcher Ezra Berry.
Next batter, number 17, the pitcher Ezra Berry.
400 to dead center, 325 down either line. And we're in that part of the day where when you're looking over towards that Horns dugout, you're looking straight into the sun. As Berry stands in, the lefty, and looks at a first pitch ball just missing the outside corner. McMillan, again a little away, a little down. 2-0 on Berry. And right down the middle with good heat from McMillan. Moves the count to 1-2. Berry, also a senior for the Rams. And the 2-1 moves away from the lefty, now 3-1. And Cole to the wind. And misses a little up. Looked like it caught the plate, but that's a one-out walk to Berry. And that'll bring in center fielder Brandon Mitchell.
Now batting, Number 35, center fielder Brandon Mitchell.
Back-to-back lefty here in Coach Rick Hayes' lineup. Barry, not much of a lead down there. McMillan, same pitch that just walked Barry. Strike one to Mitchell. Maybe Mitchell's a little taller. And the 1-0, or rather the 0-1 is down low for a ball. McMillan, the 1-1s, hit right back at him, hits off his glove, and Turner snares it, and that's a double play, folks. How about that? Another highlight play from Zach Turner. We've seen him all year. That was a soft line drive that tipped off McMillan's glove. Turner to his left made a diving stab and caught Ezra Berry, ranging a little bit too far off first base, and Coach Hayes wants to come out and talk about whether or not that was a catch in the air or not. But that's three up, three down here in the top of one. We take a break. We come back with the bottom of one right here on George Ranch High School Longhorn Baseball.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, find cool Dodge, Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan Chevrolet Buick GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Hey Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
And back with you on GRHSI Radio as we move to the bottom of the inning number one. It's Ezra Berry on the hill for Coach Hayes. His battery mate is Andres Carrillo. The infield around left to right, Jamil McSwain in third, Shamar Brown at short, Fernando Ortego plays second, and Kevin Roque at first. Gerardo Garcia in left, Brandon Mitchell in center, and Jalen Lee is in right. And they will face Turner, Wilson, Abraham here in the bottom of one. A really nice play to end the top half.
Ladies and gentlemen,
as
please welcome
Mitchell,
Longhorn's honorary bat boy tonight, Charlie Weaver.
As we've got an honorary bat boy, Charlie Weaver, who emerged from that Longhorn dugout briefly.
Senior Zach Turner.
Mitchell went for an 0-1 pitch and lined it right back at McMillan, just getting a small piece of it and tipping it towards Turner, who was moving to his left and made a diving catch. And Barry was about halfway between first and second. He was dead to rights. A 6-3 double play, I beg your pardon. And in steps the aforementioned Zach Turner, as he has been placed in the leadoff spot. It's the first time I've seen that. It's been Jacob Wilson, who is in the two hole most of the year, in that one hole. And Barry, big lefty, he delivers a first pitch strike to Turner. Barry listed at 6'2", 175. And lefty, all arms and legs out there. Rocks to the wind, and an 0-1 is way upstairs to Turner. Barry, the 1-1, swing and a miss. As Zach was out in front of that one. Yeah, we no wind is the comment here in the press box, and we need a little because the 1-2 swing and a miss. Good movement to the Berry fastball, and down on strikes goes Zach Turner without number one.
Next batter for George Ranch. Number one, the center fielder, Jacob Wilson.
That'll bring in Wilson. Just going to see all righty, left righties except for McMillan. And, well, DeSerf, I beg your pardon.
Wilson was hit three times the other night.
And the first pitch from Berry is up and away from Wilson. Berry to the wind, the 1-0. And that's going to be a soft liner up the middle. That's a clean single to center. As Wilson fists one right up over the second base bag and on into center field. And he's down at first with a one-out single. Good piece of hitting by Wilson. And that'll bring in right fielder, senior.
Number 23, right fielder, senior, Ty Abraham.
Ty Abraham. We got one, two, three, four, five seniors in the starting lineup.
So what did he say? Did he all hit him out of the batter? Or
no, that he
hit him in the strike zone.
Wilson, good lead over there. And the first pitch to Abraham is upstairs for a ball. A little different dynamic when you've got a lefty over there for a base stealer. Which Wilson definitely qualifies as he's got a good lead down there. And a deceptive delivery as Berry pours one on the inner half for a strike, 1-1 on Abraham. But it's one of those deliveries from the stretch that he looks like he's throwing over. And he's coming to the plate with it. And this time throws over and it's high. And Roque, not the biggest guy down at first, as he's listed at 5'5", which means he might be 5'3". And he went up the ladder and got that pickoff throw. 1-1, Wilson on the move, swing and a miss from Abraham. Throws high and gets away from second baseman Ortega. And Wilson in there with a stolen base. Really nice jump. And he's down there in scoring position with just one away. Count now 1-2 on Ty. As there may have been a hit and run on as he went fishing out of the zone with Wilson on the move. Berry the 1-2 away. 2-2 on Abraham. Bottom of one, we're scoreless. Berry comes set, kicks. 2-2's hammered to the left. Left fielder goes back and is unable to make the catch as that ball is going to land at the base of the wall. And Wilson had to wait on the high ball, and he is still going to score. And moving up to third on the throw is Abraham. As Wilson was at the bag when the ball was picked up at the base of the left field wall, and he still was able to motor home and get his big right fielder an RBI. We're going to give him an RBI double and move to third on the throw.
Now batting, number 10, third baseman Anthony Aragoon.
And it is 1-0, folks, just like that, as Abraham picked on a high pitch. It may have been a hanger. And now he is down at third with just one out, with Aragoon looking at first pitch strike from Berry. Aragoon's the righty, open stance, waves the bat, Berry to the wind, and Anthony pops it up in foul ground. That's going to get out of play.
You got to get on top of that. Let's
Senior night, just got a lot, a little bit more attendance here on senior night. It was Garcia out there and left, and he looked for all intents and purposes like he was going to catch that, and it just kept drifting. It's now 0-2 on Aragoos, and he goes fishing for a good breaking ball, and he comes up empty. A big strikeout for Barry as he's got an opportunity to strand Abraham down at third.
Now batting for George Ranch, number 14. Senior pitcher, Cole McMillan.
And minimize this rally to just a one run. McMillan has other ideas as he steps in. Lefty on lefty here. Looking for some two-out RBI magic. And he looks at the first Barry pitch up and away. And the 1-0's right through there. Quick strike offense as the 2-3 hitter just go single, double. And just like that, it's 1-0. And the 1-1's away from McMillan. Outfield plays McMillan straight away. Infield at normal depth. And the 2-1 is a swing and a miss. Two-two count. Two down. Abraham stalking at third. And the pitch is low. And that'll fill it. Couple bases open if you're Barry and trying to be careful. Malin DH is on deck. And the payoff pitch to McMillan is tapped right out in front of home plate. Barry, no problem, gloves it. High throw, but no problem over there for Roque as he's able to catch it on the 1-3 ground out to end the first. The Horns put one run across on two hits. They strand a man. We've played an inning from George Ranch High School, Longhorn Diamond. George Ranch on top, 1-0.
The art and science of prosthodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rhyme's office treat people first. Their patients are typically referred to the office by other dentists, physicians, and healthy patients. At Stuart Rhyme's office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitation. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rhyme's website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Stuart Rhyme's and his staff. Stuart Rhymes, DDS and MS, 15958 City Walk, Suite 230 in Sugarland Town Square. Phone number 281-313-1565 or visit them on the web at rimesdds.com.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solution, and Trane's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunt & Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
Carrillo.
Top of two from the ranch. Longhorns lead at 1-0. Andres Carrillo, the catcher, will step in to lead things off here in the top half of two for the Rams. And the righty looks at a good McMillan breaking ball that cuts right through the heart of the plate. Cole rocks. And another one. This time he moves it on the outside part of the plate and catches it, drops the hook in over there. He'll be taking his talents over off Cullen. Go play U of H. McMillan the 0-2. And that fastball is hit down the right field line. A diving grab by Arredondo. He's going to race him to the bag. And the Horns have brought the leather tonight as a beautiful dive to Arredondo's left saved extra bases. And the big fella got up and rumbled to the bag for a three unassisted ground out.
Third baseman, Jermill McSwain.
And that'll bring in McSwain. Third baseman bats fifth. And first pitch strike. That's a really nice job of hitting by Carrillo on the previous sequence as he hit that ball hard. And just a little bit too close to Arredondo as just like that, McMillan up 0-2 on McSwain, I beg your pardon. And the 0-2, this time the hook breaks a little bit low in the dirt. And the 1-2 on the way is fouled away. Looking like it's going to be Friendswood, if I had to venture a guess, is who the Horns will match up with. But still a little bit of baseball to play. And no more baseball in that at bat for McSwain as he check swings, strikes out on a nice McMillan breaking ball. And that's out number two here in the top of the second. Brings in shortstop Shamar Brown.
Now batting number five, shortstop Shamar Brown.
Swing and a miss as first pitch swinging was Brown. Comes up empty. And McMillan just cruising here as he blows one by Brown upstairs. 0-2 and McMillan to the wind. And good job by Brown to stay alive as he just got a piece of that high gas from Cole. Pearland in district play leads Brazoswood 2-0 early, unofficially. Top of the second. And right through there for strike three. Good morning, good evening, and good night as Brown goes down. Strikeout number two for McMillan. We've played an inning and a half from the ranch. Horns on top, 1-0.
At Gilden Honda Fort Bend, our deals are so low. We're extending our offers one more month during the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event. Lease a new 2018 Honda Accord Sedan CVT LX, $239 a month. Or the new 2018 Honda CR-V LX Front Wheel Drive SUV, $249 a month. Both for 36 months. And every used vehicle comes with a Gilman promise. Way to go, Gilman. Way to go. Southwest Freeway and FM 2218. GilmanHondaFortBend.com. No security deposit, $19.99. Do it signing plus DTNL.
Camp Logan Cement Works of Houston has been an industry leader in precast step treads and other concrete products since 1923. Named after a World War I training camp in what is now Memorial Park in Houston, Camp Logan Cement Works pioneered precast step treads in 1952, continued as an industry leader for decades, and is now our country's leading producer of step treads, shipping to more than 30 states from its location on Asbury Street in Houston. Camp Logan products are tested weekly by an independent lab to ensure quality, strength, and industrial integrity. For cement products of any kind, call Camp Logan Cement Works at 713-869-3385 or find them on the web at camplogancement.com. That's Camp Logan Cement Works, a George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club business sponsor.
Welcome back in. We move to the bottom of two. It'll will be 6'7", 8", Maitland Arredondo to surf. Hearing the horns part of the second. And Barry, the left-hander, deals. First pitch swing is Maitland. Soft fly ball into foul ground down the right field line as Roque gives chase. And that ball's going to fall safely. A long run by first baseman Kevin Roque.
I hope he is Roque.
There you go. Credit goes to Mr. Byers on that one. And Maitland back in there. Barry just missing a little bit off the plate. Up 1-1. Tap behind the plate into the screen here. Barry to the wine, and that's going to hit Easton as the 1-2 gets away from Barry.
Remember that.
And it's a hit by pitch to lead things off here in the bottom of two.
Now batting, number 20, first baseman Garrett Arredondo. Tell him not to run it.
That'll bring in Arredondo. He is in the 7-hole tonight and playing first, as you heard in the top half of the inning if you were with us. He made a great play over there. Maitland's got a decent lead, and Arredondo's first pitch swing in and bounces it foul. Cubs with a really nice footwork and got there in front of it and showed off those soft hands. And that was a uneventful strike one for Arredondo. Barry, the 0-1, chopped right back at him. He fields it, throws to second, and dropped as Ortega took his eye off it for just a brief instant. And both he and Brown were there around the bag. Normally you want the shortstop whose momentum's moving towards first to make the play or to be the target there. Instead, that's going to be an E4.
Number 3, senior left fielder, Cannon Dessert.
And Maitland down there at second. Arredondo is parked at first. That brings in senior Cannon Dessert. Lefty on lefty action here. See if Cubs has got something in the works. And he is squaring to bunt. Right back up in the air, but it does get down. Barry fields it. That's going to be off Roque's mitt, and a run is in. And moving to third is Arredondo. The surf will stay there. And that's going to be an E1 as the throw was high for Roque.
At the plate for George Ranch, number 5, senior second baseman Ryan Finnegan.
Again, Roque is not the tallest target over there at first, listed at 5'5". And the DeSurf bunt seemed to hang in the air for quite a while, but it did get down on that infield grass, and Barry made a good play to stab it barehanded and just throw rose up too much for Roque. And everybody was safe as Finnegan looks at strike one from Ezra. And major league pop-up in foul ground as McSwain is over there, and he catches it falling down. And at third base was Arredondo and had a notion to try and tag up and go home, but McSwain made a good play in foul ground as Finnegan just missed that one.
Now batting, the Longhorns leadoff hitter, shortstop Zach Turner.
So that'll flip the lineup as Turner's up for the second time in as many innings. And just one out, runners on the corners. Barry was able to wiggle off the hook in the bottom of one, just allowing the one run, and the surf was on the move on a hit and run, or run and hit, and Turner fouls it back in the screen. It has turned into a bit of a muggy evening, as there is no breeze. And humidity of 50%, so not too muggy. And Turner rips one right up the middle, and it's going to drop in for a ground out as the runner had to hold up, and center fielder Brandon Mitchell did a great job, charged it, and that's going to be a 8-6 ground out. The rare 8-6 ground out. And that'll bring in Wilson. Run does come across.
Now batting, number one, center fielder Jacob Wilson.
And Turner does get an RBI there. And DeSurf does get an RBI over here. And throw behind the runner at first and close down there. As good snap throw from Carrillo. The count 2-0 on Wilson. Wilson singled, stole a base, and scored run number one as Turner's off to the races, and they'll just fake a throw as he had a huge jump. We'll give him a stolen base there, the second on the night for the Horns. The old 8-6 fielder's choice. And the 3-0 to Wilson, that nips him on the, looked like the jersey. It would have been a walk no matter, and now runners at first and second, and that'll bring in Abraham.
Now batting for the Longhorns, number 23, right fielder Ty Abraham.
RBI double, back in the first. He's got two runners out there if he wants to try to double his pleasure. And the first Barry pitch is low and in. Ball one to Abraham. Running the first. Tacked on two more here in the second. Barry to the wind. The 1-0 is well off the plate. And Barry. Abraham chops it to third. That's going to be a foul ball. As McSwain made a good play to get there quickly, but not sure he was going to get any runners there as it was a slow chopper. And Turner was already on the bag right in front of McSwain at third. Two and one on Ty. Slightly open stance. Barry to the belt and brings a good 2-1 pitch right through the heart of the plate. 2-2 on Abraham. Barry comes set, and then he's going to stroll back towards Turner at second. Ortega and Brown moving around back behind Turner, trying to keep him close to the bag. Barry, the ball hits the umpire, and Turner is safe as he just avoids the tag. The throw beat him. The Rams got lucky that the wild pitch hit the umpire and stayed right close to home plate. Carrillo grabbed it and popped a good throw down to third. And Turner just getting in under the McSwain tag or avoiding it. Looked like he slid towards the outfield side of the glove. And Wilson cruises into second behind Turner. And the payoff pitch is hit out of the gap, and that's going to get down. And to the fence, and Abraham's got a chance to do it inside the Parker. He's around second. And Cubs is going to hold him at third. As he may have had a notion. But that's back-to-back extra base hits off the bat of Senior Ty Abraham. He's got three RBI on the night as both Turner and Wilson
for George Ranch
cruise around.
Third baseman, Anthony Aragoos.
The ball wasn't hit particularly hard. It was one of those that you thought the center fielder might get there as he moved to his right, and he dove for it. And when he came up empty, that ball rolled all the way to the fence. And Abraham motored his way all the way around to third before getting the Cubs a stop sign down there. It's now 5-0 as Aragoos is in there. And he's about to look at an 0-1. Barry to the wine and a soft pop up on the infield. Roque calls it and has it as he moved over towards the second baseman and called off Ortega, who had trouble with the Barry throw in the middle of that inning. But the horns tack on four more runs. On, let's see, just one hit? Yeah, just one hit. They scored four runs. Two hit batters and a couple errors. And after two innings, the horns on top, 5-0.
The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its seventh year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features six competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridgepoint High Schools. There is freshman football for 7- and 8-year-olds, JV for 9- and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11- and 12-year-olds who are not yet in the seventh grade. For more information, go to the league's website at FortBendGridironFootball.com. Harrell & Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. The goal has always been delivering the highest quality of dental care to their patients. And one thing that has separated Harrell & Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and oral health issues. Harrell & Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care to the community of Sugar Land.
Back with you, top of three, as McMillan deals first pitch ball one to second baseman Fernando Ortega. And the 1-0 is right through the heart of the plate. Ball and a strike on Ortega, leading off the bottom of the third on senior night. And he spoils a good McMillan fastball and shoots it right over towards the first base dugout on a line. McMillan, the 1-2 to Ortega. Swing and a miss. Really nice two-seam action from the lefty moving away from the righty. And that'll bring in right fielder Jalen Lee.
Next batter, number 15, right fielder Jalen Lee.
And strikeout number 3 for Cole. Just 7 batters faced. And Lee, the righty, steps in. And Cole overthrew that one a little bit. And the 1-0, he overthrew that one a lot as it went sailed to the backstop. Two and zero on Lee. Horns put up a four spot in that second inning. Just the one hit, the two-run double from Abraham, and the 2-0 is a good fastball on the outside part of the plate that was cut on and missed.
He went to Marshall's the other day. That was like four blocks away.
We had two hit batters, an error. Two hit batters and an error is what led to the four runs as the 2-2 pitch is swung on and missed. That's four straight strikeouts for Cole and four on the night, and that'll bring in nine hitter Gerardo Garcia.
Now batting, number 22, left fielder Gerardo Garcia.
Pearland continues to lead the Buccaneers of Brazoswood 3-1 bottom of the third as a beautiful two-seamer on the outside corner for McMillan. And he's moving quickly. Another fastball, this time on the inside part of the plate. 0-2 on Garcia. And the 0-2's in the dirt. Look, sound like it hit Byers' shoe and bounce clear over towards the Rams' dugout. The 1-2, Cole to the wind, and just missing. As the whole infield took two steps towards that Longhorn dugout. McMillan the 2-2. Swing and a miss. That's five in a row via the K. And nine up, nine down. If you catch my drift here, we've played two and a half. It's all horns all the time.
You might say that.
Harrell and Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. The goal has always been delivering the highest quality of dental care to their patients. And one thing that has separated Harrell and Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and oral health issues. Harrell and Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care to the community of Sugar Land and surrounding areas, with services including, but not limited to, cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harrell and Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671 or stop by their offices at 1233 Crab River Road. Find them on the web at harrelldentistry.com. That's Harrell and Johnson Dentistry.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, find cool Dodge, Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep, Wrangler, or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
And we move to the third from the campus of George Ranch High School. As the Horns have jumped all over Elsick here in the penultimate district game on the regular season schedule.
Leading off for George Ranch in the bottom of the third.
And looking to help his cause is pitcher Cole McMillan to start things off for Coach Cubs. And the George Ranch offense here in the bottom of three. A run in the first, four in the second. And first pitch strike is up and in. And check swing laying off is McMillan. Cole back in there, the lefty on lefty here. And the 1-0 is low. 2-0.
I didn't
A beautiful night for baseball, and the 2-0 from Barry is a little low. As the sun has set, we've cooled down a little. And the 3-0 to McMillan is inside, so a four-pitch walk to lead things off in the bottom of three. That is the first walk issued by Barry, although he's hit a couple and had two errors behind him. Well, one of them was his error.
Running at first base, number four, senior Wes Blazek.
Got a courtesy runner for McMillan.
The DH, number 15, Easton Malin.
That's Blazek, senior night, Wes Blazek. And that will bring in Malin. He's first pitch swinging and cues it off the end of the bat towards the Rams dugout. He got plunked to lead off the second, came around with run number two. He came around on the DeSerf ground out RBI, who reached on an error. Count nothing in one on Malin. Good lead over at first as McMillan, or rather Blazek over there, and 0-1 is fouled straight back to the screen. 0-2 on Malin. I believe the count was 1-2 when Malin was hit back in the second. Barry, the 0-2, swing and a miss. Good fastball upstairs. And Malin went fishing, and he's down with a strikeout for out number one here in the third. And that'll bring in Arredondo. He reached on an error, tapped it back to the mound.
George Ranch, number 20, first baseman Garrett Arredondo.
Dondo tapped one back to the mound, and Barry made a good play and a good throw to second, and Ortega just dropped it out there. First pitch swing is Arredondo. He's pops it up in foul ground. Roque's over there, and Roque's got it. One pitch out, number two on the foul out. And that'll bring in DeSerf looking for some two-out RBI magic with Blazek over there at first.
Number three, left fielder, Cannon DeSerf.
DeSerf had an adventure. He reached on the E1 when he tried to bunt the runners over and then was erased on an 8-6 ground out. As he bunts it again, right back to Barry, no problem. Fires it across to Roque, and they strand a man after a walk, a quick bottom of three, and we move to the fourth. The horns all over the Rams. They lead it 5-0.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Yeah! Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
The art and science of prothodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rhyme's office treat people first. Their patients are typically referred to the office by other dentists, physicians, and healthy patients. At Stuart Rhyme's office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitation. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rhyme's website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Stuart Rhymes and his staff. Stuart Rhymes, DDS and MS, 15958 City Walk, Suite 230 in Sugarland Town Square. Phone number 281-313-1565 or visit them on the web at RIMESDDS.com.
Inning number four. It's McMillan all the way as he's thrown just now his 39th pitch as he snaps a breaking ball into leadoff hitter Kevin Roquet, first baseman tonight. He flared one to Finnegan to lead off the ball game and looks at the 0-1 outside, a ball and a strike. And again, the two-seamer as Roquet jumps out of the way and the ball moves back away from the righty and catches the inside corner, just like we saw in the first at-bat of the game. 1-2, breaking ball. That's six in a row for Cole. That's six strikeouts in a row, and that is 10 up and 10 down. And that'll bring in his mound opponent. Barry walked.
Next batter.
The only
pitcher, number 17, Ezra Barry.
The only Ram to reach. He walked, five-pitch walk in the first. And pitch was a little low as McMillan wanted the call there. It looked like it caught the plate. 1-0 to Barry. Is right through there for a strike. As good adjustment from Cole. One and one. And the breaking ball, Barry does a good job to lay off. 2-1. And the 2-1 is dropped by Arredondo. He's got time and fires across as it was kind of a knuckleball off the bat of Barry, but Aragoose stayed with it and threw a seed across to Arredondo, and 5-3 ground out, two down, bases empty. That'll bring in center fielder Brandon Mitchell. Mitchell made a bid for a hit in the first, a line drive right back at McMillan, who he tipped it to his shortstop and made a beautiful catch and popped up for a throw across for the double play to retire the side in the first. 1-0 pitch is a breaking ball in there for a strike. Not much Mitchell's going to do with that as it froze him for an instant and snaps in there for strike one. Ball and a strike. This time McMillan hangs on to one a little bit too long. Mitchell back in there, Cole to the wine and a 2-1 right through the heart of the plate and hard hit foul ball down that left field line as Coach Hayes skips out of the way. Didn't want to mess up the shine on his cleats down there. 2-2 count, bases empty, two down, top of four. McMillan to the wine. Breaking ball is right through there for a strikeout number. That's strikeout number seven. Barry upset six in a row, but that's seven out of eight. And that is 12 up, 12 down. If you catch my drift, we've played 3.5 from the ranch. Longhorns on top. 5-0.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solution, and Trane's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunt & Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
At Gilden Honda Fort Bend, our deals are so low, we're extending our offers one more month during the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event. Lease a new 2018 Honda Accord Sedan CVT LX, $239 a month. Or the new 2018 Honda CR-V LX front-wheel drive SUV, $249 a month. Both for 36 months. And every used vehicle comes with a Gilman promise. Way to go, Gilman. Way to go. Southwest Freeway and FM 2218. GilmanHondaFortBend.com. No security deposit, $19.99. Due at signing plus TTNL.
Camp Logan Cement Works of Houston has been an industry leader in precast step treads and other concrete products since 1923. Named after a World War I training camp in what is now Memorial Park in Houston, Camp Logan Cement Works pioneered precast step treads in 1952, continued as an
And we'll get back to the good folks at Camp Logan as we move to the bottom of inning number four. That'll bring in Finnegan, who hit a major league pop-up in foul ground that McSwain made a good play on just to stay with. It was back in the second. And Barry, the first pitch is in there for a strike on Finnegan. Be 9-1-2 here in the Horns half of the fourth. And Finnegan again shoots it way up in the air, this time out in foul ground for Roquet. He reaches back and is able to make the catch. As Finnegan has fouled out both times, once to the third baseman and now to the first baseman. And that'll bring in senior shortstop Zach Turner.
Next batter, the leadoff hitter, Zach Turner.
He struck out back in the first and reached on an 8-6 ground, 8-6 fielder's choice and came around to score run number four on the Abraham triple. And squaring the bunt and pulling it back. Ball one as the Barry pitch was well off the plate and up. The 1-0 swung on and fouled away out of play over the right side. Ball and a strike on Turner. Barry the 1-1. Zach had a notion, did a good job to lay off. Zach comes in with a .261 batting average. He's got 18 hits and serves one out to right center, and the center fielder never saw it. And Turner's off to the races. That ball drops in, and he will be down at second. With a stand-up single as Mitchell never moved in right and center field, rather. And Lee had to range over from his right field position or else Turner would still be running.
Number one, Jacob Wilson.
I play softball like 25 years. This game, you know, I like to play before.
So one out double has Turner at second. Two hitter Jacob Wilson stands in. He's reached and scored both times he's come up. He's first pitch swinging, comes up empty. Singled and scored on the Abraham double back in the first, and he got hit by a pitch in the second and came around on the Abraham triple in the second. And he's going to serve one out to right center, and that ball is going to get down. Check that. He called him out. As the second base umpire ran about two steps towards the center field and then threw the fist up, a really nice recovery from Brandon Mitchell, who misjudged the previous one. And he comes on and makes a sliding catch, robbing Wilson. And they double off Zach, who was all the way around third. A interesting end to the bottom of four. Nonetheless, we've played four. It's still 5-0. The Horns on top.
Camp Logan Cement Works of Houston has been an industry leader in precast step treads and other concrete products since 1923. Named after a World War I training camp in what is now Memorial Park in Houston, Camp Logan Cement Works pioneered precast step treads in 1952, continued as an industry leader for decades, and is now our country's leading producer of step treads, shipping to more than 30 states from its location on Asbury Street in Houston. Camp Logan products are tested weekly by an independent lab to ensure quality, strength, and industrial integrity. For cement products of any kind, call Camp Logan Cement Works at 713-869-3385 or find them on the web at camplogancement.com. That's Camp Logan Cement Works, a George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club business sponsor. The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its seventh year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA.
And back with you for the top of inning number five. It'll be Mitchell, Carrillo, and McSwain. Mitchell making a really nice play to double off Turner and end the threat in the bottom of four. Looked like it was a slicing line drive off the bat of Wilson in towards right center, and Mitchell came in and a little to his left and made a sliding catch, or so said the umpire, the only one with a vote. And first pitch swing is Mitchell. Or I beg your pardon, it's Carrillo. I'll get there eventually. Catcher Andres Carrillo. He hit a line drive, hard hit ground ball to Arredondo's right, who made a great play in the top of two. And Carrillo taps that one foul. It's 0-2. McMillan to the wine, swing and a miss. Foul tip, I beg your pardon. As just getting a piece was Carrillo. Good, McMillan breaking ball. Starts off the plate to the righty and then just dives down and across. And the 0-2 swing and a miss. This time he gassed him up with some low heat. Strikeout number 8. And 8 of the last 9 Ram batters have gone down via strike.
Next batter, third baseman, Jermill McSwain.
And it all started with McSwain with one out in the second. As Cole has struck out 8 of the 9 batters he faced from that point on. And the first offering to McSwain is down and in.
In the National League, Randall got everything sliding on the outside corners from the bottom. And now they're throwing in the...
McMillan to the wine. Swung on and missed.
He can't get up there and hit that higher ball. But just different scouting reports, you know. Maybe Stanton.
1-1 pitch to McSwain is inside and low. Yesterday. 2-1, that pitch sails away from the righty. 3-1 count on McSwain. And that 3-1 is right through the heart of the plate. Rams have just one batter reached, and that is pitcher Ezra Berry. And swing and a miss. That's 9 out of 10. And that'll bring in Shamar Brown. He struck out to end the second.
Next batter, shortstop, Shamar Brown.
He was victim number two on the night. And the first pitch breaking ball for McMillan catches the plate but stays up. Swing and a miss. As a quickly working McMillan, two-seamer, swing and a miss. Nice movement away from the righty. And a 1-2 count on Brown. And that breaking ball catches the outside corner. That's a lot, folks. That's 10 out of the last 11 Rams batters have gone down via the strike. And that's 15 up and 15 down. We've played 4.5. McMillan is on fire on the hill, and the Horns lead it 5-0.
Through five.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its seventh year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features six competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridgepoint High Schools. There is freshman football for 7- and 8-year-olds, JV for 9- and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11- and 12-year-olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. For more information, go to the league's website at fortbendgridironfootball.com.
It'll be Abraham to lead things off, top of 5. Top of 5, bottom of 5. It'll be 3-4-5. Abraham Araguz McMillan. Ties 2-for-2 on the night. Needs a homer and a single for the cycle. Just in case anybody's wondering. And he looks at a ball one low. And he goes fishing. Swung at ball two and came up empty. That was his single swing. He was just trying to bloop one out, and then the next time is the home run on senior night to hit for the cycle. And he's going to shoot that one straight up the chute into short left field. Left fielder is struggling, but Garcia is there, and he's hugging his center fielder after a pretty harmless fly ball to left for out number one. I was just about to opine that Abraham's going to hit for the cycle.
Third baseman, Anthony Araguz.
And then his pitcher is going to do something pretty special, too. So on senior night, both seniors. That'll bring in Araguz. He's 0-for-2 on the night. Struck out in the first, and he popped out to Roque to end the second. Looks at a strike from Barry. And then he hits the second pitch on four hops to short, and it's kicked as Brown is unable to make the play. And that's an E6 allowing Aragoos to reach. That is their third error on the night.
Next batter, the Longhorn pitcher, Cole McMillan.
McMillan is looking for his first hit of the night. He's 0 for 1. He walked back in the third, grounded back to Barry. And the first pitch is away and in the dirt and bounces away from Carrillo. Aragoos not doing down at first as he hangs close to the bag. Barry comes set, and here's a 1-0 to McMillan. That pitch catches the outside corner for a strike, a ball and a strike on senior left-hander Cole McMillan. The 1-1. That pitch is in there, catches the top part of the zone. One out, one on. And a 1-2 pitch from Barry is just off the outside corner. Good job by Cole to lay off. Upcoming. Not much. Now Aragoos has got a decent lead over there. Modest lead. And the 2-2 from Barry. In and low. McMillan skips out of the way, and that'll fill it. We'll see if Cubs has Aragoos on the move with just one away. And he is. And the 3-2's in the dirt. And that's a walk to McMillan. Aragoos up to second. And that'll bring in designated hitter Easton Malin. Just the second walk issued by Barry. He has hit a couple batters.
George Ranch, number four, Wes Blazek.
And you add that to three Rams errors.
Number 15, the DH, Easton Malin.
And the Horns have three extra base hits. First pitch swing is Malin. He's 0 for 1 on the night. He got plunked and scored run number 2 back in the second. Struck out in the third.
He had to go to a softball game. He was forced to. That game
will be faster. Barry, the 0-1 is up. Ball and a strike on designated hitter, junior Easton Malin. Barry, the 1-1, almost hits Malin. Ball gets away from Carrillo, and both runners are going to move up. And that's going to be a tough one, whether that's a wild pitch or a pass ball. What Tarando give him? Pass ball, wow. It almost looked like they were crossed up. He definitely didn't hit his spot. We know that. Well, the wild pitch, or I beg your pardon, pass ball. Pass ball. Unofficially. Two 2-1. Good off-speed pitch from Barry. Maybe the first one we've seen tonight. And he drops it in for a strike on Malin. Malin looking to barrel one up. He's got two ducks on the pond out there, just one down. The 2-2 pitch is going to be served right through the hole on the right side. One run is in. Blazek around third. They'll send him. Throws cut off. Two-run single for Easton Malin. And it is 7-0 George Ranch on top. That's hit number 5 for the Horns.
At the plate for George Ranch, number 20, first baseman Garrett Arredondo.
That'll bring in Dondo. He's 0 for 2. Reached on an error in the second. He did score. And it's a bullet right up the middle. Ortega doesn't want any part of it. And it just drops on the infield dirt. And that's going to be another error on Ortega. It's a hard hit ball, but it's right to him. And holding on at second is Malin.
Now batting, number 3, left fielder, Cannon DeSerf.
That'll bring in DeSerf. He's 0 for 2, reached on an error. And grounded out back to buried in the third. And good secondary lead for Malin as he was a third of the way towards third base. The first Berry pitch is away from the serve, ball one. And Berry trying to go to that off speed, or it may have been a breaking ball, and it stayed up. No problem for Cannon to lay off. And he's out in front 2-0. Lefty on lefty. And the 2-0 is in there for a strike. As Berry seems to be going to that off-speed pitch with more frequency here in the bottom of five. And he goes back to it. This time it dips low and out of the zone. It's now 3-1 on DeSerf. Finnegan is on deck. Berry, the 3-1 is right through there and swing and a miss for DeSerf, and the pitch got a piece of Carrillo, who is in some pain at home plate. And we are going to have everybody come out of the dugout. I'm assuming it was the ball and not the bat that got him. Yeah, they're coming in from center field. So we're going to take a quick break because this might be a minute. And come back and let you know what's going on out here. Well, I say that, and we're going to keep it here because just like that, Carrillo pops up. Maybe he heard me. He didn't want me to go to break. And just like that, it's sort of that unwritten rule at home plate. Whenever the catcher or the umpire gets hit, everybody in the general area just tries to stall. And DeSerf took a trot down to the third base coaching box and talked to Cubza for a minute. And before he got over there, everybody came out of the Rams dugout. I say everybody. There's only one guy on their bench. And maybe a coach or two, our trainer came out. And the payoff pitch to DeSerf is in there for a strike as he catches the outside corner in the top part of the zone. And that's out number 2 here in the fifth. And I'll bring in Finnegan. 2 on, 2 out.
At the plate for George Ranch, number 5, second baseman Ryan Finnegan.
And Finnegan has fouled out, and he hits one out into center field. No problem for Mitchell as Finnegan got it off the end of the bat. And I thought for just a moment that Mitchell dropped that, but he didn't. And that is a one pitch out number 3. The Horns plate 2 more. They strand a pair, and after 5, George Ranch on top, 7-0.
Harrell and Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. The goal has always been delivering the highest quality of dental care to their patients. And one thing that has separated Harrell and Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and oral health issues. Harrell and Johnson Dentistry proudly provides
quality dental care to the community of Sugar Land and surrounding areas, with services including, but not limited to, cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harold and Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671 or stop by their offices at 1233 Crab River Road. Find them on the web at haroldentistry.com. That's Harold and Johnson Dentistry.
Is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, find cool Dodge, Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep, Wrangler, or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George.
And behind and the plate for George Ranch.
Back with you here.
Senior Ryan Moore.
For the top of inning number six. And Coach Cubs has made some changes in the defensive alignment. It's Hayden Steubing at second, senior. Ryan Finnegan moves over to third, senior. Ty Abraham, senior, is in center. Wes Blasek, senior, is in right, and who's catching? Ryan Moore, senior, is now catching. So we'll catch you up about who they are in for in the lineup.
In the sixth, number eight, second baseman, Fernando Ortega.
And batter number 16 to face Cole McMillan is second baseman, Fernando Ortega. He's 0-for-1 with a strikeout. He has company, as his entire team, excluding his pitcher, has struck out tonight at least once. And first pitch strike right through there for Cole. McMillan to the wine, and again, a good pitch on the inner half as, excuse me, swing from Ortega. It's fouled down that third base, first base line, first base dugout, rather. Cole, the 1-2, is going to be popped up in the infield. Arredondo ranges back and is going to drop it. And that's going to be an E3, as that's not going to do what someone might think it might, but it's not. That's an E3, if you know what I mean. He already had a walk, so that
means
nothing. Next
batter, right fielder, Jalen Lee.
That'll bring in Lee as Ortega now just the second Ram to reach base. And the first pitch, McMillan is inside but a little bit low. Inside part of the plate, that is. Ortega with an adventure in the field at second. And Arredondo just sort of returns the favor as the 1-0 pitch is swung on and missed. Lee coming up empty. Right-handed batting right fielder, Jalen Lee. He's a sophomore, and he taps one right at the plate, foul. He's 0-for-1. He struck out for out number two in the third. Just the second batter McMillan has faced from the stretch. And that was Mitchell. The first was Mitchell back in the first. It ended up in a double play, and the 1-2 pitch is fouled away. So McMillan has so far faced the minimum, but might need some help here with Ortega reaching here to lead off the sixth. 1-2. Swing and a miss. That's strikeout number 11. And that's out number one here in the six. And Lee has a size 2 collar.
The left fielder, Gerardo Garcia.
And Garcia looking to avoid the same size 2 collar. First pitch, just a little bit up. Good velocity from Cole as that popped the mitt here in the six. And the 1-0 stays up. Okay. 2-0 as Cole wants a new baseball. And gets it to his liking, and he's back to the belt. Comes set with the 2-0 right through the heart of the plate. Garcia taken all the way as it's aphid season here in Richmond, Texas, as the aphids are out. And the 2-1 stays low. McMillan 3-1, that pitch is up. So first two batters reach here in the six. An error by Arredondo and a 5-pitch walk to Garcia. And the Rams are in business.
Leadoff hitter, Kevin Roque.
Second walk of the night for Cole. There's one away, I beg your pardon. Yeah, Lee struck out. Two on, one down. First pitch to Roque is up and away, ball one. And the 1-0 swung on and missed. Roque is 0 for 2. He popped to Finnegan to lead off the game and struck out to lead off the fourth. And McMillan to the belt, and now he's going to pivot towards second. Not much doing as neither Ortega or Garcia are getting much of a lead, and now Moore wants to come out and talk about it. Make sure they got the signs correct with a runner out at second base. And Roque back in there. And the 1-1 on the way is a good breaking ball. And both Roque's plate appearances, Cole's had that two-seamer move back over the inside corner. This would be a good time for that same pitch right here. And the 1-2 is upstairs, and Roque lays off. Two-two count, two on. McMillan, breaking ball, is going to be served right into right field. Good piece of hitting from Roque. And Blazek charges it nicely, and everybody moves up a station. And just like that, a full-blown rally has broken out for the Rams as they do pick up their first hit of the night. Roque with a really nice job to stay with that outside pitch and hit it in the hole on the right side and into right field.
Barry
steps in. He's the only Rams hitter not to strike out tonight. And the bases are full of Mighty Rams, and the first pitch from McMillan is in the dirt. McMillan, and catching the outside corner there with the 1-0. Ball and a strike on Berry, as with the bases loaded, Cole still in the stretch. And the 1-1 in the dirt, good job by Moore to block it as the breaking ball moved away from the lefty. And the senior catcher came on for Byers. Two-one is right through the heart, served out in the center, and Turner's there as he ranges back into left center field. That pitch, that hit had nothing on it as McMillan got in the kitchen on Berry, and that's a harmless fly out to short for out number two.
Brandon Mitchell,
and that'll bring in Mitchell. Mitchell lined out into a double play in the first. And he struck out to end the fourth. And he's up there with two outs here in the sixth. And he swings through a good McMillan breaking ball. As Mitchell trying not to end an inning for each of his first three plate appearances. 0-1 is in there for a strike. That's a doozy after a good breaking ball. Cole paints one on the outer half with the heat. And quickly 0-2 on Mitchell. And Cole gets him to pop it up. It's in foul ground, close to that dugout. And, oh, just hitting the top of the dugout. As Finnegan got all the way over there and had a notion to try to go up on top of the dugout. Or at least that's what I saw. He was going to go up the ladder. And that dugout is probably about, 8 or 10 feet up the front of it? And that just hit on top of that Horns dugout. Still 0-2 on Mitchell. The lefty is back in there. Cole to the wine now. Chopper to Turner. Deep throw and got him. Senior Zach Turner shows off his arm. A long throw from the hole at short, and that retires Mitchell. He has been retired all three times to end the inning. The first, the fourth, and now the sixth. We've played 5.5 from the ranch. George Ranch on top, 7-0.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solutions, and Trane's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunt & Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
At Gilliland Honda Fort Bend, our deals are so low. We're extending our offers one more month during the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event. Lease a new 2018 Honda Accord Sedan CVT LX, $239 a month. Or the new 2018 Honda CR-V LX Front Wheel Drive SUV, $249 a month. Both for 36 months. And every used vehicle comes with a Gilman promise. Way to go, Gilman. Way to go. Southwest Freeway and FM 2218. GilmanHondaFortBend.com. No security deposit, $19.99. Do it signing plus TT&L.
And bottom of six, we move. And it's still Ezra Berry on the hill for Coach Hayes and the Mighty Rams and the Rams faithful. As they are looking at a 7-0 deficit. It will be 1-2-3, Turner, Wilson, Abraham, and we'll check and see if there's any substitutes. I think Wilson's out of the game. It might be Blazek on deck, And it is. So it'll be Turner, Blazek, Abraham. Here in the sixth. And then we just need to figure out.
Leading off in the sixth inning, the leadoff hitter, Zach Turner.
Turner, he is 1-for-3 on the night. Should be 2-for-3. He hit a ball that dropped in right field, and DeSerf had to hold up and ended up getting forced at second. And Turner's first pitch swinging fouls it away. And then Turner in the fourth, he had a solid line drive out in the right center that the center fielder Brandon Mitchell never saw, apparently. And it dropped in for really a pop fly double. And then Turner was erased on the very next batter by a good catch from Mitchell, and Turner had doubled off because he thought, as did most of us, that that ball dropped in center field. And the Barry off-speed pitch stays up. Ball and a strike on senior shortstop Zach Turner as he lays off the 1-1. Ball two outside. We'll see if we can get an update on the Pearland score. It was 3-2 in the middle innings. Last we checked, Pearland on top, and Barry paints the black on the outside. 2-2 on Zach. Horns with a run in the first. Four spot in the second. They tacked on two more in the fifth. We're in the sixth, and that's a bullet up the middle to Ortega's right. He looks in his glove, and the ball's there. And he throws across and gets Turner at the wire as Ortega looks super shaky out there at second base. But he's able to get away with the 4-3 ground out. Bottom of the fifth. Pearland still clinging to that 3-2 lead on the Buccaneers.
At the plate for George Ranch, number four, senior Wes Blazek.
That'll bring in Blazek. Came on in the top of the inning. He's out right. He came on for Wilson in the two hole. Wilson was 1-for-3 on the night. Again, Mitchell made a great play. And the only out, and Blazek late on an 0-1 from Barry and shoots it into the Horns dugout.
It all depends on the price, and you got all this fracking going out in permanent base in, and that's the speed to cover, so you get out all they want there. I heard that they had kind of shut
Blazek, the lefty in there, straightaway stance. And the 0-2's in the dirt, and Carrillo's had himself a night already. As Barry has just thrown pitch number 92 on the evening. One out, base is empty. If the Horns were to manage a three spot here, we all take it to the house. And the 1-2 is up and out. Barry, the 2-2, in on the fist of Blazek and fouled back to the screen. McMillan in the top half just allowed his first hit of the night. It was 15 up, 15 down through five. And then Arredondo error and two walks. And Cole was able to come back and leave the bases loaded. And the payoff pitch to Blazek is up and in. That's a one-out walk. So good job by Wes coming off the bench and working a walk for Slugger Senior Ty Abraham.
I'm batting for George Ranch. Number 23, Ty Abraham.
Abraham's 2 for 3 on the night. Driven in 3 with a double and a triple. And I'm not sure how this is possible, but he still needs a single and a homer. I guess he could single. No, he'd have to do both here in this inning. Yeah, with one out, yeah, that would be. I'm not sure the math's going to work, but maybe. No, I don't think so. We're good at that. Barry, the 1-0, is popped up, and that's going to get back towards the screen. Carrillo leaves the mask on, and ball does fall in the field of play. Couldn't tell if it hit the fence first. But that just drops for strike one. Ball and a strike, 1 out. Man down at second is Blazek. What are they doing? Was there a wild pitch or something, or did he steal a base? And sky to center. Mitchell takes about 4 steps in. Now he's going to go back and catches it over his head and then falls down. And Blazek just kind of stares at the whole thing, and he's not going anywhere. As it's been an adventure in the field for the Mighty Rams. And that's 2 straight flyouts, as you think Abraham knew he needed a home run and a single.
6, senior Hayden Steubing.
So that'll bring in Steubing. It'll be his first plate appearance. He's on in relief of Aragoos, although Steubing's at second, and Finnegan moves from second to third. And the righty stands in there and looks at a strike from Barry. Good fastball. That was Barry's pitch number 100. And the 0-1, swing and a miss. As that pitch had a little wrinkle in it, Steubing came up empty. He's now down 0-2. And the 0-2 is up. Easy pitch to lay off. Brazoswood was threatening. Just trailing by a run. They had the bases full. Barry the 1-2 right through the heart, and Steubing will go down on strikes to end the 6th. So good bounce back here in the later innings from Barry, as he was down 5-0 through 2 and has just allowed 2 additional runs through over the next 4 innings. And that takes us to the end of the 6th. We go to the top of the 7th. Horns on top. They lead it the whole way, wire to wire so far. 7-0 your score.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com. Pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
We go to the 7th. It's junior Garrett Arredondo on the hill. Big right-hander on in the 7th here to try and close the door on the Rams. It'll be Carrillo, McSwain, and Brown for Coach Hayes and the Mighty Rams offense. We can close the book.
George Ranch, number 20, Garrett Arredondo.
we can close the book on senior starting pitcher,
at the plate for left-hander catcher Andre Scarella.
Cole McMillan, he needed just 91 pitches, went six innings, struck out 11, walked a pair, gave up just a one hit, and shut out the Rams through six innings, and is in line for a win. And Arredondo pounds the outside corner for a strike. Let's see. George Ranch has 13 team wins.
We had Charlie Martin going tonight, didn't we?
And if this, and I'm sure this is correct, as the 0-1's in there for a strike. This would be McMillan's first win of the season. And the 0-2 is to Turner's right, lays back, long throw, and got him. No problemo. Senior Zach Turner is impressed all season out at shortstop. His range, his arm are on full display. He laid back, and no problem. Just ripped the throw across and beat Carrillo to the bag. Granted, it's a catcher, but he beat him by a full step. That'll bring in third baseman Jermiel McSwain. He's 0-for-2 with a couple strikeouts. He joins two other Rams batters with the same fate tonight, 0-for-2 with two strikeouts, and the 1-0's right through there. Good fastball from Dondo. Ball and a strike on McSwain. And that breaking ball stays in. And he was able to freeze McSwain, but the pitch didn't snap quite enough.
Yeah.
And Garrett to the wind, the 2-1 swing and a miss. That pitch had good movement. Not sure if that was a cutter or maybe a slider. Dondo, the 2-2 in the dirt. And that'll fill it to McSwain. And the Taylor game is what night?
Friday.
Okay. Payoff pitch to McSwain's in the dirt, and that's going to be a one-out walk as the ball skips all the way to the backstop. And the Rams coaching staff still grinding over there. Friday night action on the road. It'll be Tom Tarando on the call. The A-Leaf Taylor Lions play host to these Horns in the regular season finale.
Shortstop, Shamar Brown.
Pre-game at 6:45. First pitch, 7 o'clock or thereabouts.
From what I understand, he'll pay his income tax in Canada.
And then we get ready for postseason. Well, Tom, I'll be out of town from the entire week next week. I will be gone. I'll be gone. The new football coach approved it. Kidding, I'm joking. He's never spoken. He has no idea who I am. 1-0 pitch on Shamar Brown. He swings through a good breaking ball. Ball and a strike on Brown. He's 0-for-2 with two strikeouts. And good pitch from Dondo. Catches the outside.
No, I don't think he will.
He's not going to do that, huh? Maybe he forgot the address.
He did buy me dinner, one time.
Most of them got alligator arms, don't
they? Garrett comes set. Runner's moving. Pitch is in there for a strike. Throwdown is late. Huge jump by McSwain. And strikeout of Brown for out number two, and the Rams are down to an out.
That is their first stolen base of the night, and that will bring second in second baseman Fernando Ortega. Ortega struck out to lead off the third and reached on the Arredondo error on a blooper, and then Ortega not making much in the way of friends as he hit a seed into his own dugout. And they're, fortunately, sounds like they're kind of giggling in there. That can be mildly dangerous when you're that close.
The old boy that used to coach their baseball, he's the scorekeeper for the Rockets and the Astros.
0-1 from Dondo. Swung on and fouled away out of play down the right side. 0-2 now on Ortega. He again reached on the Dondo error, and he was able to get all the way to third even, but was stranded last inning, half inning, last inning. And the 0-2 is in there for a strike. Good slow breaking ball from Arredondo. He picks up two strikeouts, and that will be your ball game as he slams the door on the Rams. McMillan picking up his only win of the season here, as there's just one game remaining on the regular season. Now there are playoffs for him to pick up some wins. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to wrap this one up from the Ranch. George Ranch wins it 7-0.
Oh, really?
Years ago.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Yeah! Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
The art and science of prothodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rhyme's office treat people first. Their patients are typically referred to the office by other dentists, physicians, and healthy patients. At Stuart Rhyme's office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitation. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rhyme's website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Stuart Rhyme's and his staff. Stuart Rhyme's, DDS and MS, 15958 City Walk, Suite 230 in Sugarland Town Square. Phone number 281-313-1565 or visit them on the web at rimesdds.com.
And back with you from the Ranch to wrap things up. Chris Elliott here for GRHS iRadio. The Horns score one in the first on an RBI double off the bat of Abraham. They put a four spot up on just one hit. They were aided by two errors and two hit batters. And an RBI triple off the bat of Abraham there. They put a four spot there in the bottom of two and tack on two more in the bottom of the fifth. And on senior night, they win it 7-0. Senior Cole McMillan pitched great. He goes six innings, strikes out 11, just allowing one hit in his final inning of work. A harmless single back in the sixth. Shuts him out. Gets win number one of the season. Arredondo came on in the seventh to slam it shut. Once again, senior night, almost all the seniors, if not all the seniors, got in on a great night for them and their parents and loved ones. So we will bid you adieu. Again, Friday night action. Tom Tarando on the call. It'll be 6:45 pregame at A-Leaf Taylor to finish out the regular season and punch their ticket to a postseason run. For Tom Tarando, Mickey Jobes, again, my name is Chris Elliott, bidding you a good night from George Ranch. Once again, your final score, the Horns win it 7-0.